Translation from there, I cannot see. If you don't mind, please. It will be always nice to understand what we are seeing. Akrorana,
as I behold the wondrous arti of my lords, Gaura and Garadha, I enter into the mood of their existence previous to appearing in Nadia, their Vrindavan Leela, as Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. It is simply indescribable. Underneath Desire Tree, seated upon a jeweled throne, the ever-youthful couple named Kishore Kishori, surrounded by all their gopi friends. Sri Radhika and Lord Govindaji are decorated with many shining jewels and pearls inlaid with gold artwork, enhancing the sparkling splendor of each and every limb of their transcendental forms. The meaning of their two bodily forms has generated a luster that brightens all the worlds, may be compared to a garland of lightning, Radha fixed upon a dark blue rain cloud, Krishna. On the occasion of their meeting, there is a concert produced by the sounding of conch shells, bells, kartels, and mridangas. Such kirtan is supremely sweet and relishable to hear. The cowherd damsels of Vrindavan, led by Vishakha Devi, sing the glories of the divine couple, while the Priya Narmasakis cool their lordships by waving chamara fans. Ananga Manjari offers them sandalwood pulp, scented with chua, while Rupa Manjari places a garland of jasmine flowers about their necks. The beautiful Lalita Sundari holds a lamp of five flames scented with camphor, waves it aloft, offering arti to the divine couple. Parvati, Lakshmi, and the personified Vedas cry in great happiness while rolling on the ground and singing of the fortunate position of the damsels of Brajabhumi. Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur resides at Surabhi Kunj, in the land of Godrumadweep, relishing the joy of divine love at the sight of this beautiful arti. Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
Thank you. Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Satim Vyasam Sato Jaya Mudiraye Nasta Praisu Abhadresu Nittam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Sloke So this verse, it's so good, we'd like to discuss whole day. And then also today is the appearance day of Gadadhar Pandit. So I don't know how to reconcile, so I'm begging all of you mercy and blessings and prayers so that I can remember and say something that I heard from Srila Prabhupada and our Guru Bhargavas that will please the Radha Shyama Sundar, Krishna Balaram, and Gaur Nitai. and Prabhupada will be pleased, and it will benefit you, and my heart will be purified. Because this verse, this just one verse, it gives a bullet point how we are born, who we are. I'm born with a particular psychophysical nature, the impression I'm carrying for so many lives, and then how I grow up in an environment presented by my parents, my relatives, siblings, like that. And the nurture, the school, friend, social friend, what I believe, what I don't believe, you know. And then above all is free will. These four things, it what makes an individual individual right now in this material world, according to Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. So this verse is a question that please describe division of somebody's born nature. Everybody, I hope you can keep track. Born nature, then nurture, then culture, free will. These four things what makes each of us right now. I mean everybody, not just us, everybody. So the question asked, please describe the division of varna and ashram according to feature, behavior, nature, as well as birth. It's not accidental. Everybody is born because that's what we deserve. And Krishna, there is no such thing called accidental. Everybody, so we should love the family where we come from. Because that's what, and if there is something, ask yourself, not anybody else. So as well as the birth and activities of the sages and the division of the Vedas, this is the question. So we are going to read the synonyms first. Varna ashram, the four division of social status and order of spiritual culture. I love the way Prabhupada translated that just varna ashram means. It's like a whole line. The four divisions of social statuses and orders of spiritual culture. Varna is for the body. You can see where Prabhupada is coming from. It's so wonderful. And then ashram is what you need, spiritual need, not material need. Ashram is for spiritual need. Then vivagan, okay, maybe you can say vivagan, respective division. Cha, also,
Rupa,
personal features.
Shila
Sabhavataha,
personal character.
Rishinam,
of the sages.
Janma,
birth.
Karmani,
activity.
Vedasya,
of the Vedas.
Cha,
and
Vikarshanam,
categorical division.
Sometimes it's a little strange, like in my room, sometimes I translate and then I look at Prabhupada's translation. It's so wonderful. That's why word to word Prabhupada gave so much importance. Sometimes word to word has a hidden meaning more than Prabhupada's translation, because he spent a lot of time to do this word to word meaning. I feel it.
Varnasrama vibhagamscha.
Varnasrama vibhagamscha.
Rupa shila sabhavatah.
Rupa shila sabhavatah.
Rishinam janma karmani.
Rishinam janma karmani.
Vedasya cha vikarshanam.
Vedasya cha vikarshanam.
Varnasrama vibhagamscha.
Varnasrama
Rupashila
Sabhavataha. Rupashila
Sabhavataha. Shinam Janma Karmani
Shinam Janma Karmani
Vedasya Cha Vikarshanam
Vedasya Cha Vikarshanam.
Please chant. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Translation. O great sages, kindly describe the divisions and orders of human society in terms of symptoms, behavior, and characteristics of mental equilibrium and sense control. Also, please describe the birth of the great sages and categorical divisions of the Vedas. Purport. The four statuses and orders of human society, Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, and Sudras, as well as Brahmacharis, Grihasthas, Vanaprasthas, Sannyasis, are all divisions of quality, education, culture, and spiritual advancement, attained by practicing control of the mind and sense and the senses. All these divisions are based on the particular nature of each individual person, not on the principle of birth. Birth is not mentioned in this verse because birth is immaterial. Interesting. Vidura is famous in history as born of a Sudrani mother, yet he is more than a Brahmana by qualification because he is seen here to be the disciple of a great sage, Maitreya Muni. Unless one achieves at least the Brahmanical qualification, one cannot understand the Vedic hymns. Mahabharata is also a division of the Vedas, but it is meant for women, Shudras, and Bijabandhus, the worthless children of the higher section. The less intelligent section of society can avail themselves of the Vedic instructions simply by studying the Mahabharata. Om Ajnanati Nirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmaya Sri Chaitanya Manovisham Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Shapadam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Juta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnava Sri Rupam Sagra Jatam Sagana Nathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Sabadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Sri Vishaka Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Vijitarine Vancha Kalpa Taru Vesya Kripa Sindhu Vesya Padhitaram Bhavane Go Vesya Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Govardhana Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Hare. So in a short description of Varnasram, Varnasram is very vast and it's beautiful. If we remember just few things, that third canto, 20 chapter, text 18, Srila Prabhupada give a very details in the purport. We are born with a ignorance. What we are looking for, we'll never get it until that ignorance is removed. And that ignorance is five layers. Tamishra, Andha Tamishra, Tama, Moha, Mahamoha. I won't go details, but just to understand that considering body as the self, bodily related is all my close family. I forgot that I'm soul. And birthplace where I'm born is most important place. And after death, nothing remains. So this ignorance, just by hearing, it will not go away. By bhakti, by practicing Krishna consciousness, yes, it will dissolve. It will not go away, it will literally dissolve. Jarati asu jakosam nirginam analajata. Kapildev says in third canto, beautiful verse, this subtle body completely will dissolve. So according to three modes that we are born with, I hope you all know, if you ever wonder which mode you are born, actually you are born on your own, all by three modes. So I give you a small pastimes of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, how we got entangled in the three modes. So he gave a few examples. One example is, one criminal was asked by the judge, so you have three options, which one would you take? Your crime is very serious. You can stay in jail without getting punished, just be in the jail for 50 years, or you can take 50 whips to be released from this judgment, or 5 kilo ghee. Now you may think like, well, ghee, what's that kind of punishment? So he was a smart, sneaky guy, according to Bhakti Siddhanta Sudhakur. He thought, I'll take the ghee. But he forgot what was the... He says, the judgment is 5 kilo ghee, non-stop you have to drink. So after they open his mouth, they started pouring a little bit, and started pouring the whole kilo, even halfway he threw up. He said, I can't take it, I can't do it, I can't do it. So that was sattva-gun, goodness. Ghee is goodness. Prabhupada says this, and it's also in Bhagavad Gita 18th chapter. But anything too much, it takes you to rajogun and then tamogun, passion and ignorance. So assertiveness has to be sustained by intelligence, otherwise it will take you to passion and then end up. And if you don't control goodness, it will definitely go to inertia, suffering. So of course they stop giving the ghee, then second choice is whip or 50 years. He said, I'll take whips. So after 2, 3, 4, his blood is coming out from the skin, through the skin, you know, skin is splitting. No, no, can't take it. Well, what else is left? 50 years in jail. That's called tamogun, inertia. We are stuck in this material world. It's not that Krishna gave us particular combination of modes. We choose. We thought, I'm not blaming none of you are. You all are transcendental. I'm talking about the ordinary conditioned soul, myself. We choose whatever situation we are in, whatever modes are influencing love. It's by our own choice. When you did, how, I don't know. You have to ask yourself. So, Krishna says very nicely in Bhagavad Gita 4.13, Chaturvarnam Maya Sishtam Gunakarma Vivagasa. This chapter is all, I mean, this sloka is all about Varnashram. But why Varnashram? So Krishna gives that reason. Well, you misuse your free will, you got this 5 layer of ignorance, and then 3 modes of material nature covered you. Now, I cannot tolerate because I am your loving father. Here is the medicine. Start taking this. So what is that medicine? That according to the 3 modes of material nature and the work associated with them, the 4 division of human society created by me, Krishna says. Chaturvida bhajante mam. Chaturvarnam maya system. Maya system, by me. I have created this for you. Although I am the creator of this system, you should know that I am yet non-dual, being unchangeable. This is a very nice. I hope you can figure it out. What is the easiest way to get out? Because Krishna revealed by the last word. Then, what is this varnashram boils down to my life right now? Well, Chaturvarna is for the body. This varna is not for the soul. It is for the body and the mind. Soul covered by the subtle body, but the subtle body has a covering of the intelligent body, then mental body, then the vital body, then the physical body. There's a five koshas or sheets, Prabhupada calls, layer. And when our consciousness passes through this, we experience different things. And when it takes detour and comes back to closest to the soul, means the heart. Heart and soul are synonyms. Sometimes we use the same words. Sometimes you can say heart is the source of thinking, willing, feeling, but that's the soul. Not that heart is separately exist from the soul. So, but just to express that commonality, we use that. So, every jiva suffers in the material world, and Bhagavan, Sri Krishna, Radha, Shyama, Sundar, they created a program for solving the problem and the suffering. And the program is the system of varnashram. I will not say the name, but I was in an audience many years back, and one of Ishkan Guru told his young girl disciple, "So, be serious, don't get married." Just good. And just before that, because I knew the family, she just brought her boyfriend to get the blessing from Guru so that she could marry. And I remember I was disturbed. I said, "Oh my God, now she is going to commit offense to the Guru." And of course, it was churning around, and after a few minutes, he came to know that she already has a boyfriend here, and she came with the boyfriend to get the blessing to. So then he was very kind. The Ishkan Guru was very nice, Maharaj, and he gave blessing. "All right, I heard you already want to get married, so I take back my first instruction. Now second instruction is stay in Krishna consciousness and lead a nice household life, and you can progress towards the marriage." So varna, each of us, if we reflect back, I mean, I look at also, we have some inclination, you know. Sometimes you go tug of war. I want to be pure devotee, 100% pure, dedicated to Prabhupada's movement. At the same time, it would be nice to have a house in Hawaii, maybe a little, you know, enough money in the bank, and maybe, you know, like, so it's like it goes both sides. Because that is what you are born with, that nature. Now you developing a new desire. So if we remember, attraction to anything in this world is from the previous impression. It is not from contact. Contact only ignites it. But you have already impression you carrying. It's called Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in Madhurya Kanambini explains, he call two types. Growing up impression, how you grow up, you develop impression, and then caring for many life that you are delighting in it, whatever it is, whether sex, whatever it is. I mean, you caring it. It's not an option. It's like it will be. And then you see that person who you can enjoy, all of a sudden it like gives you an idea, oh, I could enjoy with him or her or whatever it is like this. It's like a, because previous impression, naturally we ignite as soon it comes with contact with the senses, physical senses. So that's one. Then you growing up, swabhav abhyasir das, abhyas swabhavir das, we are developing a second nature by through Krishna consciousness and eventually hoping it will take over. So the person who can sit down with you, hear about your life, care for you, can guide you. Sometimes it is a good idea. I really don't know how to do it, but I ask all the second generation, everybody should get a mentor in the community. It's the best thing you can do. A good mentor who cares for you, who will hear your issue, be honest, transparent to that person. But that person, you become very, what do you say, deplorable, almost like when you reveal all your secret, you know, idea. You know, a lot of things, sometimes we think in the mind and there is no TV. And if it was a TV, everything, you know, we think in the mind, the spouse will be, oh my God, you're thinking of me about life. We'll have a big fight. Krishna's grace that everything goes in the mind or pass through the mind is not revealed until you talk. So it's nice. So it will be a good thing, the best thing for any devotee to have an always good mentor, good well-wisher who cares for you, who will actually give you a suggestion. Because this is what the Varna, because sometimes we don't, I don't want to tell anybody that I have agreed to make money. I was a brahmachari in Mayapur. I still had I had agreed to make money. I remember that. And that's what we started Radha Madhav studio, taking photo of the visitor and make some money about it. Even though I was like, so it's kind of like a, you know, I reflect back. I was like, wow, this is so bizarre. This is so true. What's Prabhupada's commentary, Prabhupada's purport is so true. But we have to be aware. Okay, now let's go to the ashram. What is ashram? Ashram, first of all, ashram, there cannot be any ashram without an ashram teacher. Like we have an ashram, and I'm the teacher, and we have some student. Whether you are a grihastha householder, doesn't matter, you're getting married, you must have to have ashram. Otherwise, don't call it grihastha ashram. Getting married is not a grihastha ashram. Like building a building is not a house. You have to have a person who takes care, like a wife, you know, who has a worshipping place, in order to call it house. Maybe in the West we just call it home. Yeah, home, thank you. The home, it's not a building, it's more than building. Building is just a structure, externally. So similarly, ashram means a teacher who cares for your spiritual, and the teacher's goal and your goal of life are same. We all want to go back home, Golok Vrindavan, like this. Don't go to a teacher who has some other motive. Also, who really cares and measure your spiritual upliftment, and who can actually pray for you, and who cares for you. This is a very good. This is a very good system. Some temple already doing it. I promote this through my contact. I have a, you know, WhatsApp contact. I get so many texts like this. I always say, find a mentor who cares for your spiritual upliftment in your community. Take shelter of that. Yes, you have a guru, ISKCON guru. Sometimes they are very busy. It's difficult for them to give attention to individual. But we have so many senior devotees. Like for example, today is Gadadhar Prabhu's appearance day. I remember Mother Shema Priya Devi, Dhruva Maharaj Prabhu's wife, she told me personally, she has a letter from Prabhupada. You know, in the beginning, when Prabhupada came, Prabhupada did not install Nitai Go. In the letter you can see, she framed it in her house when you enter. She lives right here. Prabhupada writes, you can worship Lord Chaitanya and Radha Krishna. He did not say Gaur Nitai. Gaur Nitai came after a few years. There was no Gaur Nitai. It was the idea of very esoteric worship. Mahaprabhu, Gornita is like for the most fallen. I don't know how many of you ever known. Do we have a Gaur Gadadhar temple in our Ishkar? Do you know? Yes. We don't have a temple, but there was a deity. Day before yesterday, I contacted Gaur Keshava Prabhu, who was the temple president Madhubisa Maharaj's time, during Prabhupada's time. And Gaur Keshava Prabhu, he was here for Krishna Balaram installation. Very scholarly devotee, Australian buddy. So I asked, can you send me details? Because you told me many years back, I forgot. Can you type it out and send it to me so I can see exactly what happened? So when Prabhupada went there to install Gaur Nitai, he said, this is not. Let me see. Where is my phone? I'm going to read exactly where it is. I should have looked at it just once again. It's right here. He says, okay. We heard the news about Gopal. No. Okay. Regarding installation of Gaur Gadadhar in Sydney by Srila Prabhupada, this was narrated by Madhubisa Prabhu to me because I was the head pujari. The deities have one hand up, one hand down. For Gaur Nitai, we have this, yes? Means they are teaching surrender. They are exemplifying and teaching how to surrender. Sometimes you see Gaur Nitai, Mahaprabhu has like this, one hand down, means without eligibility is giving mercy. One hand up, like this. So there's a different features. He writes, normally, the color painted on the bases and also height, Sri Chaitanya is normally a little taller than Nityananda or Gadadhar. Similarly, normally, if hands are one up, one down, the outside hand of the pair will be raised. I checked Ishkan Sydney's website. The original deities are not there. I think they may have been shifted to one of the nearby Ishkan farm. Then they got new Gaur Nitai deity in Sydney with both hands raised. You will have to inquire further original deities are right now. It was told to me by Madhubisa that what Prabhupada talked to him. Srila Prabhupada switched them around at the installation ceremony. When Sri Chaitanya is on the left, the deity on the right is properly Gadadhar. This is how Panchatattva and other forms like Gaur Nitai and Gaur Gadadhar stands. Gaur Nitai stand, and it goes on list. But anyway, if you look at the Panchatattva picture in Mayapur, you will see that. That's how Gaur Gadadhar is. Sribashi is like folded hand like this. It's very nice. I'm looking at the time. So Varnashram is a very details, but ashram is. I'm sure you heard this for decades, and if you reflect back, ashram is nothing but a time-wise progression in your spiritual commitment. Brahmachari 25 years, Panchasuddham Banam Brajet, up to 50 years, then Grihastha, if Brahmachari goes to Grihastha, then Vanaprastha, then Sannyas. So like this. This is actually time-wise progression in your spiritual commitment. So, and if you think like this, then it will be very easy to reconcile what ashram, what varna I am in, and it can. I mean, it's a vast subject. I don't know how to say it in one sentence. It's very, very difficult. So, varna. I'm going to summarize. Varna deals with the body, bodily need, material need. And ashram deals with the soul's spiritual need. But the ashram has to have a teacher. Varna needs also mentor to know exactly what. That's why, if we all have a good mentor, and if I am honest, transparent, there is no divorce. it can minimize. But very difficult because we go by the, not psychophysical nature, we go by the culture we grow up and the impression we are pouring in, not actually deep down what we are actually hankering for it. Because when it surface, then we have a fight, or these things happen. Anyway, it's a vast subject. I wanted to just talk about Gadadhar Prabhu for 5 minutes at least. Gadadhar Prabhu has many pastimes. One pastime, I'm just thinking, what caused him to take initiation and what he motivated by reinitiation. I remember when first time, you know, my spiritual master also stepped down from his position in early 80s. I remember it was a reinitiation is a big factor. And of course I didn't have any understanding, but now it's like a mature understanding, much more. Gadadhar Prabhu is the origin of that reinitiation. I don't know if you heard it or not, that story. He literally told to Mahaprabhu that I reveal my mantra to someone, since that I cannot concentrate. So please re-chant the mantra to my ear so I can continue. And Mahaprabhu says, you are going to commit offense and you making me offender? Mahaprabhu telling to Gadadhar Prabhu. He says, but I cannot concentrate, what should I do? Now, some of you may think like, probably this never happened. Actually, one senior devotee in Alachua, I hope he hears, he asked me that question. Did he forgot to chant for a few years? What should he do? So I gave that from Chaitanya Bhagavat. This story is there. That's why I remember very well, because I read it a few times to understand myself. Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur gave a very nice explanation. So Mahaprabhu told, your guru is still alive. Then Gadadhar Prabhu argued, but he is not here. Said, yes, he is not here. You can pray to him, pray to Krishna, so that he will come, or you can go there to rehear. Then Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sur Thakur mentioned, very nice commentary. He says, if your guru departed from this world or deviated, you should hear that mantra from someone to ignite. Because his mantra is alive or dead? You know, I was thinking also, is mantra alive or dead? Mantra is in the book. But when a person, alive person, who is practicing on a pure goodness level, like, you know, our senior devotees in the movement, then the mantra becomes live. That's why they need to hear it. And then they can hold on to that life and go on. So if I did not practice for a while the mantra that given by someone, then I should hear from the senior who has a live mantra. It's very nice. I'm just in a shorter version, I'm just saying. Another Gadadhar pastime, I'm looking at the time also. There is beautiful pastimes. In case, if you wonder, in ISKCON we have Gornitai deity. Should we? Am I doing something wrong when I'm not worshipping Gaur Gadadhar? I don't know, maybe none of you. You all are wonderful devotees. But I am a little crooked sometimes. I think like these stupid things. Like, okay, Gaur Gadadhar is such a high estimation. How should do it? So there is a beautiful pastime in Chaitanya Bhagavat also, where Srila Prabhupada gives an interesting commentary in Chaitanya Charitamrita that Nityananda Prabhu, he called Govinda and he told the devotees, Hari Bol, we are in Jagannath Puri. For the rest of my life, I'll have a wonderful time. Every day I'll be with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, dancing, chanting, and honoring prasadam, and merge into this Krishna Leela. Wonderful. Govinda just knocked the door. Prabhu just called you. Nityananda Prabhu thinking, wow, he just called. Probably just to reconfirm. I'll be back. Just wait a few minutes. So he went there and Mahaprabhu says, you know the Bengalis, Ghar Parwa. And I was looking, what is Ghar Parwa? You're Bengali, do you know Ghar Parwa? I didn't know. So I look at the dictionary, it means stubborn. You're Bengali, do you know Ghar Parwa? You heard that, no? People say it, Ghar Parwa, but most of the Bengali don't know. A lot of Bengali word they don't even know. I asked Prem Sankirtan Prabhu, you know, about certain word. He said, I don't know. I said, you heard these people talk? He said, yeah. Ghar Parwa means stubborn. So Mahaprabhu told Nityananda Prabhu, the Bengalis are stubborn. I want you to go back to Navadvip and don't come back here. You are the only one who can deliver them. Just accept it, we are stubborn. Gladly accept it. Because Mahaprabhu says he knows the best. So then he went. Nityananda Prabhu was like, getting the order of Mahaprabhu was number one priority. But his heart is sold 100% to Mahaprabhu's association, his accompanying. He could not be separated. So Mahaprabhu said, next year he came back, I'm just speeding the story, and then Mahaprabhu said, don't come back anymore. Because you're going, coming 2 months, is like you need to deliver all these Bengalis. So Nityananda Prabhu says, yes, yes, Shirodharja means above my head, your instruction, I'm carrying it, no more. But next year, when this Jagannath Ratha Jatra, Nityananda Prabhu is thinking, I can't live like this, I'll die. He started crying, he started running from his house. Running, when he came to Jagannath Puri, you know, it's 500 kilometer. Do you know 500 kilometer is what? 350 miles or something like that. I mean, even if you're running, you may think like, oh, he's a god. No, he was like a human pastime. So he's crossed, coming. Then finally he came to Jagannath Puri, he's thinking, I'm not going to meet Mahaprabhu. Because if I meet Mahaprabhu, I'll be guilty number one. You broke my instruction. I said, don't come. But he cannot live without him. So you know where you take shelter? Gadadhar Prabhu. I'm glad this pastime took place because something they say is striking. Gadadhar Prabhu says, anybody do not worship you and don't get your blessing will never get my blessing. Rather, I want all the Kali Yuga soul to take shelter of you. And when their devotional maturity takes place, কোন ভাগ্যে কোন জীবে শ্রদ্ধা যদি হয় তবে সেই জীব দাস্যরসে গৌরাঙ্গ ভজায় দাস্য পরিপক্ষে যাবে জীবের হৃদয়ে শ্রী মধুর রসদে মুদিমা হয়ে আই ওয়ান্ট সে দ্য হোল রিসাইটেশন আই রিসাইটেড দ্য হোল চ্যাপ্টার বিকজ ইটস লাইক এ ক্যান্ডি ইউ ক্যান টেস্ট ইট বাট ইন কেস সামবডি আস ওয়ার ইজ দিস ফ্রম ইউ ক্যান রিড আই এম জাস্ট কোটিং দোজ ভার্সেস ইউ ক্যান রিড ইটস বিউটিফুল সো মহাপ্রভু ডিড নট He didn't want Mahaprabhu to know. So he was hiding in Gadadhar Prabhu's house. Then one day they are having conversation. Let's have a feast, Gadadhar Prabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. And they made a big feast. And they are about to, Gadadhar Prabhu was offering this to Gopinath deity. How many of you went to Tota Gopinath? You went, wow. You went, thank you. It's so beautiful. This is the only deity in the whole world. Whole universe sitting. There is no deity sitting, only that deity. That's the only deity. I was there with Radhanath Maharaj also a few times. It's wonderful. They love Maharaj. You know, it's very interesting. He's very mystical. They don't talk English, and Maharaj doesn't talk Bengali. And they both are talking and they're laughing and giggling, and I'm in the middle. I know both sides what's going on. I was like, I was enjoying that. I didn't want to intervene. It was very interesting. They love Prabhupada. They literally love Prabhupada. Some devotee, whoever did this job, I bow to your lotus feet. Thank you for doing such a wonderful. There was a time they were not favorable to Gauri or Ishkan. Or now they love Prabhupada. They love Ishkan devotees. Big change took place. Of course, it took many things. And a few devotees did from Chopati, Radhanath Maharaj's follow. So, back to this, then Gadadhar, Nityananda Prabhu says, anybody wants your mercy, because I give you an example. Do you know As Prabhupada said in 1968, in a Radhastami lecture, he gave two lectures according to Vedavis, two lectures recorded. One lecture, Prabhupada says, we should pray to Radharani, please tell your master to accept me as a servant. Prabhupada said to pray to Radharani, just like that. And in the same lecture, Prabhupada said, if you feel separation from them, that means you are advancing. So many things Prabhupada said in that lecture. So I look at back there, Nityananda Prabhu told to Gadadhar Prabhu, in order to enter into Radha Krishna Leela, they have to enter into your Leela with Mahaprabhu. Nobody can enter in your Leela. I have those verses here. It's beautiful verses. Without getting mercy of you first. And then Gadadhar Prabhu says, nobody can ever get mercy of me to come to Lord Chaitanya and to Radha Krishna without the mercy of you and your representative Guru. So in one sense, I take that way. If we hold tightly the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada, tightly means following his instruction, not just physical, I mean. Then we will get Gadadhar Prabhu's mercy and to Mahaprabhu's mercy and Radha Krishna. So that's the very easiest way. Well, I'll end here. Gadadhar Prabhu ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. There's many beautiful pastime you all can read. Yes, Mother Ekadasi.
Thank you so much for the nice class. I just wanted some clarification when you were speaking about the devotee who said he forgot to chant. Were you talking about Gayatri?
And yes.
You're talking about Gayatri. Okay.
He's still alive.
Uh-huh. And okay, so when you're speaking of the mantra and it's good to hear it again, you're talking about the Gayatri mantra.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
I mentioned him. Find a senior Prabhupada's disciple that you have a very close relationship. Hear from him directly. Then, yes, Prabhupada gave you, but you forgot to chant a few years. It's not a good sign. Do it. And I hope he did it, I'm sure. Okay, any other? Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gadadhar Prabhu ki jai. I wish I could, but time is very sensitive.